The news was published on Sunday, October 6, 2024. I am Lucy. Marin schools are really stepping up their game when it comes to AI literacy. They're not just dipping their toes in the water. They're diving headfirst into the deep end, and they're doing it before the state even tells them they have to. It's like they've got a crystal ball or something, seeing the future and getting ready for it before everyone else. Now, you might be wondering, what's all this fuss about AI literacy? Well, let me break it down for you. Imagine you've got this super smart robot friend who can do all sorts of cool stuff, but you don't know how to talk to it or what to ask it to do. That's kind of what it's like without AI literacy. It's about understanding how these smart computer systems work, what they can do, and maybe more importantly, what they can't do. It's like learning a new language, but instead of French or Spanish, you're learning how to communicate with artificial intelligence. Governor Newsom just put his John Hancock on Assembly Bill 2876. Don't worry, I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo. Basically, this bill is saying, hey, schools, you need to start teaching kids about AI in math, science, and social studies classes. It's pretty cool when you think about it. Instead of just learning about old dead guys in history class, kids might learn about how AI is shaping our world right now. The push for computer literacy in schools during the 1980s and 1990s is reminiscent of what we're seeing now with AI education. Back then, there was this sudden realization that computers were going to change everything, and schools needed to get on board fast. I remember when my high school got its first computer lab. It was like stepping into the future, all these bulky beige machines with their green screens. We felt so cutting edge learning how to use word processors and spreadsheets. But it wasn't just about teaching kids to type or use software. There was this bigger idea that understanding computers would be crucial for success in the modern world. Schools started offering programming classes, teaching kids BASIC and Pascal. It was a whole new way of thinking, logical step-by-step problem solving. Some kids took to it like ducks to water, while others struggled to wrap their heads around it. The parallels with AI education today are striking. Just like back then, we're facing a technology that's poised to reshape society. And just like then, there's a scramble to make sure kids are prepared. But the scale and speed of AI's impact make the computer revolution look like a gentle breeze in comparison. We're not just talking about learning to use a new tool. We're talking about understanding a technology that could fundamentally change how we work, create, and even think. It's fascinating to see how history repeats itself, but with higher stakes each time. In the 80s and 90s, computer literacy was seen as a key to future employment. Now, AI literacy might be the difference between thriving in a rapidly changing world and being left behind. It's not just about using AI tools. It's about understanding how they work, their limitations, and their potential impacts on society. Just as we had to learn to think like computers to program them, now we need to understand how AI thinks to use it effectively and responsibly. The introduction of internet safety and digital citizenship education in the early 2000s is another fascinating parallel to what we're seeing with AI ethics education today. Remember when the internet first became widely available in homes and schools? It was like the Wild West, exciting, full of possibilities, but also fraught with dangers we were only beginning to understand. Schools suddenly had to grapple with issues like cyberbullying, online predators, and the spread of misinformation. It wasn't enough to just teach kids how to use the internet. We had to teach them how to use it safely and responsibly. I recall sitting through assemblies about not sharing personal information online and the importance of strong passwords. It seems quaint now, but at the time, it was crucial knowledge. Digital citizenship education went beyond just safety. It was about teaching kids to be responsible, ethical members of online communities, how to fact-check information, respect others' privacy, and understand the permanence of what they post online. These were entirely new concepts that hadn't been necessary before. Fast forward to today, and we're facing similar challenges with AI. Just like the early internet, AI presents incredible opportunities alongside significant risks. We're having to teach kids about the ethical use of AI, things like bias in algorithms, the importance of human oversight, and the potential societal impacts of widespread AI use. It's not just about teaching kids how to use AI tools, but how to use them responsibly. We're grappling with questions like, when is it appropriate to use AI-generated content? How do we ensure AI doesn't perpetuate or exacerbate existing inequalities? How do we maintain human creativity and critical thinking in an AI-assisted world? One possible outcome is that Marin County could become a trailblazer in AI education, with student-led initiatives and peer-to-peer learning programs really taking off. Picture this: high schoolers running AI workshops for their classmates, sharing cutting-edge knowledge they've picked up from online courses or internships. It's not far-fetched. We're already seeing pockets of this happening. Take Sam Keller and his son Kaz's Gen AI Academy, for instance. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We might see AI clubs popping up in every school, organizing hackathons where kids build AI-powered apps to solve local problems. Imagine a group of tech-savvy teens developing an AI chatbot to help their peers with homework or mental health support. These initiatives could create a ripple effect, inspiring other counties and even states to follow suit. And let's not forget the teachers. They could become facilitators, guiding students as they explore AI's possibilities. This hands-on, student-driven approach could make AI literacy feel less like a dry subject and more like an exciting frontier to explore. It's like when kids teach each other skateboard tricks. They're more likely to get excited and push their limits when they're learning from peers. Another potential development is the creation of specialized AI tracks or electives in high schools, preparing students for AI-focused careers or college programs. We're talking about courses that go beyond the basics of AI literacy and dive deep into machine learning algorithms, natural language processing, and computer vision. These classes could be a game changer for students who are passionate about tech and want to get a head start on their future careers. Imagine a high school senior who's already familiar with TensorFlow or PyTorch. They'd have a massive advantage when applying to top computer science programs. But it's not just about coding. These AI tracks could also include classes on AI ethics, policy, and societal impact. Students might debate the implications of autonomous vehicles or explore how AI could be used to combat climate change. This holistic approach would prepare them not just to be AI developers, but to be thoughtful leaders in a world increasingly shaped by AI. And here's the kicker. These programs could partner with local tech companies or universities, giving students real-world experience through internships or mentorship programs. It's like creating a pipeline of AI-savvy talent right in Marin's backyard. A third possibility is that AI literacy could lead to more interdisciplinary projects and collaborations between different subjects as students apply AI concepts across various fields of study. This could totally shake up the traditional siloed approach to education. Imagine a history class where students use natural language processing to analyze historical documents, uncovering patterns and insights that might have been missed by human researchers, or a biology class where students use machine learning algorithms to predict protein folding, potentially contributing to real scientific breakthroughs. Art students might collaborate with computer science students to create AI-generated art or music, pushing the boundaries of creativity. In environmental science, students could use AI to model climate change scenarios or optimize renewable energy systems. This cross-pollination of ideas could spark innovation and help students see the interconnectedness of different fields. It's like when peanut butter met jelly. Two great things that are even better together. This approach could also better prepare students for the real world, where problems rarely fit neatly into one discipline. By learning to apply AI across different subjects, students would develop the kind of flexible, interdisciplinary thinking that's increasingly valuable in today's job market. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Lucy. And let me tell you, folks, Covering these AI developments in education is like watching a sci-fi movie come to life right before our eyes. It's exciting, it's a bit scary, and it's definitely going to keep us on our toes. But one thing's for sure, the kids in Marin are in for one heck of a ride. Who knows? The next big AI breakthrough might just come from a teenager tinkering in their school's computer lab. So keep your eyes peeled, because the future is being written right now, one line of code at a time.